And Lebanon has begun 3 days of national mourning following this week's explosion in the capital Beirut. Almost 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been stored for 6 years at the city's port, blew up, killing at least 137 people. Dozens are missing, thousands are injured, hundreds of thousands are homeless. The scene is devastating. We can talk now to Catherine Wybrow, Lebanon country lead for Concern Worldwide. Catherine, what are you doing there at the moment?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. It must be the connection.
That's okay. There is a slight delay on the line. I was just wondering what your work is involved at the moment. What are you doing there?
Well, Concern Worldwide has been operational in Lebanon since 2013. And our activities have very much evolved alongside the Syrian crisis. As it changes, we change. So what we've started with was emergency shelter and emergency water and sanitation. And we've continued that up until today. Then as the crisis became more protracted, we focused on education, specifically non-formal education and protection needs. So addressing issues such as sexual and gender-based violence, as well as child protection, and case management for particularly vulnerable individuals.
I suppose in relation to the explosion this week and the aftermath of it, what are you doing? How are you trying to help?
Well, at this stage, we're still in the first 48 hours of the incident occurring. So in this initial period, the focus needs to be on life-saving measures. So at the moment, under the coordination of the government of Lebanon, the focus is on search and rescue and also on first aid, including psychological first aid. Simultaneously, the government, in coordination with the UN and other NGOs, including ourselves, of course, is coordinating a rapid needs assessment to identify what is needed in other areas. Now, because Concern has the strongest added value and capabilities in the area of shelter, particularly housing rehabilitation, protection, so psychosocial support and case management, water and sanitation, if there are gaps identified in these areas, we are ready to jump in and help. However, there's a huge risk of duplication here. We don't want 20 agencies running in and all providing water, for example, particularly if there's no need. So we're in the process of waiting for the government rapid needs assessment. Then once we narrow it down, we will participate in a joint needs assessment with other humanitarian agencies. And once those needs are identified, we're ready to jump in those particular sectors.
And international aid is starting to arrive. There are calls for it not to be routed through the Lebanese government because there are growing complaints of corruption. Can you get it without it going through that route?
Yes, this is ultimately the decision of the donor country, whether or not it goes, which mechanism it goes through. However, Concern has received funding from bilateral countries, bilateral governments, but also through UN mechanisms. So ultimately, how the money is channeled to respond to this incident, this disaster, will be up to the donors themselves.
Okay, well, thank you very much and the best of luck with your work there. Catherine Wybrow, Lebanon country lead for Concern Worldwide.